Welcome to Fair Mobility, the podcast for social justice in mobility and urban planning. We are Tatiana and David, researchers from Germany. And together with our project partners from France, Romania and Austria, we make sure that your concerns are heard. Today we have a special guest, the founder of the 15-Minute City, and he accepted our challenge. 10 questions in 10 minutes.
Thank you for joining us here today, Carlo Moreno. The first question will be, what requirement must European cities fulfill in order to be able to implement the 15-minute city concept?
The most important requirement is, in fact, to consider the 15-minute city concept as a new urban public policy. This is totally compulsory for having a mid- and long-term vision as a radical transformation of cities.
How can the 15-minute city concept also work in rural areas, especially when we think of alpine regions, which have different challenges than cities?
Yes, of course, in the rural areas, the concept is that 30-minute territory. In fact, this is the same idea, but customized for managing territories, in particular for evoking the accessibility to the different essential services in a middle and low density. We need to develop rural economic activity for mutualizing services and to generate more livability. In this case, of course, we need to integrate another kind of mobility. In the low density zones, we need to be innovative, for example, with the on-demand transport, shared vehicles, the virtual lines. This is not only available for walkability or bikeability.
Building on your point about the need for innovation, how do you see the role of technology in the 15-minute city concept?
Technology could play a relevant role. In particular, today with the technological revolution, artificial intelligence and others. In all cases, technology is a powerful ally, but it's not a target itself. Digital technologies could help urban planners, mayors, local governors, for example, for examining with geodata science infrastructures and services that exist, the generation of the innovative isochron are relevant as important support of technology. This is not a smart city. This is a technology for smart citizens.
All right. As we have learned from our Fair Mobility project, women are more responsible for care work than men. Do gender aspects play a role in 15-minute city?
The gender equity, it is one of the strategic points, given that cities for a long time are designed essentially for men. To rebalance the use of a city in order to promote not only gender equity, but to promote the use of a city in the safety conditions, in the equity conditions, by women. This is an ambitious question for transforming, for example, public spaces, for offering safety conditions during the night, for offering the best conditions for kids, for having more public spaces, for generating this livability. This is an important aspect.
Despite potential, some people are afraid of the 15-minute city concept. Some fear that urban districts will become centers of surveillance. In times of digital and climate change, tensions and wars, they think that these consoles are harmless.
The question of the surveillance by the 50 Minute City, this is a fake news, given that the 50 Minute City is really not concerned by this misinformation. In reality, the social tension or the conspiracy mongers, misinformators, wanted to evoke the 50 Minute City as a constraint in a reduced geographical area. This is totally false. The urban districts are totally open. At the opposite, we wanted to fight against gentrification. We wanted to rebalance our city, to regenerate more economical equity, more social inclusion, and to offer a better life to fragile people, elderly people, kids, disabled people, and to protect the more insecure.
How can the 50-minute city concept prevent gentrification?
Gentrification is today one of the essential points of the 50-minute city for fighting against. Two different elements. The first one, we need to promote, to develop, to implement the 50-minute city as a public urban policy by the local governments. This is not a question of the private sector for developing just commodities, facilities, particular area accessible only by high revenues. And the second point, for preventing gentrification, we need to develop the social housing in all cities. Social housing is the real matter today for offering this accessibility to the different services, important social mixity. Without social housing, it will become complicated to generate a social mixity.
Considering other proximity-based concepts like the superblocks in Barcelona, what would you say are the advantages and disadvantages of the 50-minute city concept?
The 50-minute city is not exactly the same concept of the superblock in Barcelona. The superblock in Barcelona are more focused on capability and bicapability in some areas delimited by the blocks. The 50-minute city, the most relevant advantage is to consider a systemic way, in a holistic way, for reconciling sustainability and quality of life, for integrating the ecological, economical, and social positive impact. Ecological for reducing our CO2 emissions, protecting biodiversity. Economical for developing more local employment, local economical activities, and social impact for promoting social inclusion. The disadvantages. We could have the important disadvantage when this policy will be managed only by the private sector, in particular the real estate sector. Because in this case, we could give a most importance to places based on the expensive prices and focus to people with more high revenues. We need to avoid that. This is really necessary to evoke this policy.
Please tell us more about the current developments in Paris. Are there any bigger changes, and what key lessons can we learn from Paris?
Paris is a pioneer city. Given that the mayor Hidalgo has embraced this concept in November 2019, and she has defined the 50-minute city as the backbone for giving a coherence to the whole urban Parisian policy. The school as the capital of the district, the schoolyard opened during the weekend, the creation of a street for kids, the development of the new centralities in the different places in Paris, the development of the social housing in the different districts in Paris, the development of the new green areas, the reduction of cars, development of the economical activities based by commercial property of the city of Paris. During the Olympic Games, we could observe worldwide the importance of the strategic development based on this proximity in order to offer this triple convergence, economical, ecological, and social positive impact based on this proximity.
That requires a lot of engagement. Does participation and co-creation matter in your concept then?
We are today a global community. We have created the Global Observatory of Sustainable Proximities with UN Habitat, UCLG, the oldest organization of mayors worldwide. And we have in Europe the DUT framework, Driving Urban Transition Cluster, for funding and to develop projects in a collaborative way, academics, researchers, economic sectors, NGO. And we have today in the five continents a lot of different customizations and local implementation of this concept by different stakeholders and actors.
Last but not least, is there any connection between your life experiences and your advocacy for the 50-minute city concept?
Yes, this is the case. I was born in South America, in Colombia. I left South America when I was 20 years old. I arrived in Paris at this moment, and I am a worldwide citizen. I am totally impacted by the development of cities in the global south. South America is the continent with the most rise of urbanization in the world in just 5 decades. South America has overcome 84% of urbanizations. This is totally amazing. And in my case, with the double culture in Latin America and in France, in Europe, I was totally committed for understanding the impact of climate change, the impact as well of the urbanization, in particular the informal settlements, the strategic relevance of the local economies for having a best quality of life. The 50-minute city is a way for reconciling these different cultures and to develop this open-minded vision in order to be customized in the different contexts, in the different continents.
All right, so I think we are done. 10 questions. Thank you very much, Mr. Moreno. But I have another question. Which is your preferred city?
Paris.
Thank you.
It's my city. Please, right. A great pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.